This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The period of civil war has ended. It's definitely an improvement and totally not a lateral move. Join Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew as they explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Mission to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast. That's ZYXX, launching September 6th.
Feed me more.
Welcome to Conversation with the Big Guy. I am the Big Guy Ryback, and I'm sitting across the country from the one, Pat Buck. And I gotta say, I can't. We're trying to sync this thing up by a little tip that you had from Colt on clapping when you do these like FaceTime or whatever, so that the guy who edits them could kind of sync it up together.
Yeah,
and we can't for the love of God, like, can't sync our claps up at the same time.
So the last like 10 minutes, because basically when we the old format, we would just sit in a hotel room and drink an ungodly amount. But we're like, we don't have the time to do this all the time. So we're doing the FaceTime thing, recording online. And Colt was like, yeah, do it that way. You record, he records, and then send the file off and sync them. I'm like, how do you do that? He's like, well, you guys should clap at the beginning of the show. And we've been clapping like fucking baby seals, and we can't sync this up. But
I don't know, because baby seals. You're like going one slow, but I don't know if it's like freezing on the camera because when you first go to move quick. But the claps, we've done probably seven of them and have not once been synced up.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everyone had a great holiday, and we're looking into the new year right now. I'm Pat Buck, and I'm happy to be here.
Merry Christmas from yours truly also. I think this is it's an exciting time of year. I had Christmas music on. I just keep the TV off and just turn on some Christmas music and have it blaring throughout the house. And
do you have a fireplace? Go get it. Or no?
I have the electrical fireplace on my TV stand for
me too.
That gives out heat though. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got that. And,
it is be careful though. I know on mine, like in my gym, I have an infrared heater that I turn on during the winter and it's amazing. But this one for the fireplace, it's a TV stand. That TV stand deal, it blows out real heat up to like 80 something degrees.
Yeah.
And I would leave it on during the winter and keep my heat down a little bit when I'm in the living room. And I got a bill one month, and my bill was like triple
what
it normally was for the winter. That thing consumes electricity like none other. And I don't know if all of them are like that, but I do know on the infrared one, they kind of like, that's how they hype it up, is that it saves money on electric, because a lot of them don't. So be careful, I think, for select times it's fine, but I keep mine off for the most part now.
Yeah.
Unless I got a hot date over.
I just got mine and it came in pieces, and me and my wife put it together, and it took us about 6 hours to assemble this, and we're divorced now. It took a while. I love the fake fireplace.
You were telling me all about that, and you were quite proud. I remember that you were putting things together.
Oh, yeah. I sent you a picture. I felt like a real fucking man. Dude, I'm not I don't know. Are you handy? I'm not handy at all. I suck.
Growing up, I used to love putting things together. And I always put together like the entertainment TV stands and other things. And now I don't enjoy it as much. I had a computer chair sitting in this house for 6 months that I bought. It's like one of those massaging ones that, because I'm going to get eventually get a desk for my room also to have another like office up there.
Yeah.
So I don't always constantly just going up and down, but and another computer in there. And it was so many parts in there. I used to love putting that kind of stuff together. And like now, like being on the road and always gone before, I like, especially when I moved into my house, there were a lot of things that had to be put together. And some of them I did, but other ones that were more time consuming, on my one day off or 2 days off, I was like, I'm not spending 4 or 5 hours doing this. So I had a handyman come and that would do some of this stuff. But I don't mind. I can do it all, and I have before. I just try to make the most use of my time now. And it's like, oh, if you could pay somebody to come do it and give them 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, that's how I feel about laundry. Like, I can't, like, do it myself.
Really?
I have to. I drop off my laundry every week. I have to. It's time. I fucking hate it. They do it perfectly. You know, $1 per pound. Get my laundry, and I'm good to go.
I have to. I love. I have a laundry room here, and love. Like, I don't. I mean, I shouldn't say I love doing laundry. Like, I don't. That just totally came off.
Like, I love laundry.
Damn it. I love doing laundry. It's so fascinating.
Headline.
Yeah, just like Trent last week when I said the on the dirt sheets, these fucking marks need to post pics of themselves from the waist down. When I meant to say waist down. What the fuck? How did, like, yeah, that too. Like, but which is just really funny. Yeah, if you want to post a headline, show your dick.
But yeah, I love, that's the same way, man, but I'm not handy. I built my closet in my house, and I think I took a picture of the, I put the TV on the wall, and now I'm finally being able to afford nice things. I got a 70-inch TV, mounted it on the wall. I had a little bit of help with that one, but yeah, I feel like a real goddamn man. I got my closet going, and but I have, right now I'm sitting on my fucking floor because I'm in my office, but I don't have a desk yet. So
I could have sent you a computer chair in the box, but my mom put it together. I was telling you, I didn't finish that. Sorry, the computer chair. She actually was like, do you want me to put this together? I go, yeah, sure. I just put it in one of the guest bedrooms upstairs, but it's, just one of those things on that, but you'll get it eventually. You'll get all set up, but
yeah,
you just moved in. That takes time to get settled in and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I'm assuming Christmas went well. I'm a big Christmas guy. I'm now a year older, I guess, by this point. I'm now officially 33 years old.
Your birthday is December 24th, correct?
That is correct.
Do you have an Amazon wish list for all your fans out there to buy you?
No, I'm not like every independent wrestling girl that does that shit. I remember my ex used to do that shit. And the craziest thing is fucking shit would happen, come to the house. The whole wish.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm like, why are these men buying you fucking...
Women have it entirely different than guys on this end. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a good-looking woman in today's... Like, I mean, you can get a lot of things for free.
Sure. And the wrestling girls, they... that's a breed. You know, I don't know what it is. It's like... They don't even necessarily have to be that, you know, attractive, but there's just a huge market for dudes that just love wrestling chicks and will... I remember my
ex.
I was just saying I used to date someone in the business, which is probably the worst possible thing you could ever do in your entire life. There was always mysterious packages coming in from creepos and wanting to buy their socks and all that bullshit and
used ring panties or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of freaks out there.
Worse than Phil Nelson's.
I was going to say, if Bob had a wish list, it would just be for Phil Nelson.
That's it. I did send you a video the other week of Bob. You haven't that piss, dude, he's in such bad shape. You've been up here three or four times already, and you haven't met him, and that kind of sucks, because like I would like you to meet the man that funded my life.
I'm okay with not meeting him, to be quite honest. I am so disturbed by this man, and like... Like he has to have nerve issues in his neck from getting cranked around like that time and time again. And like
brain damage, brain damage.
His feet were fucking disgusting. You sent me that video.
Yeah.
That was horrible. When I saw his feet, he looks like a mutated alien.
Yeah.
Like it is
amputations. So basically, we talked about the Wizard on a past episode. We won't devote too much time to this, but occasionally a couple of my friends visit him, and because he'll pay for a meal, or like we just, I don't know, they'll take care of him. They don't completely treat him like shit. And they made a video of him, but then they matched it up to that movie Shawshank Redemption, where
yes,
Andy Dufresne,
very Kevin Matthews, you said, right?
That was, yeah,
well done. I mean,
it was very, actually he filmed it, and our editor Eddie made the video. I'll probably put it up eventually, but the old man,
you might as well. I think the people would like. They need to see. You guys have a very interesting relationship with this man. I'll never understand it, but
no.
I mean, I to each their own.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you're thankful for the experience.
I am. Hell of a payday. So Christmas is has come and gone, and I'm assuming it went great. But
what were your Christmases like as a kid? Did you have good Christmases?
Most of them I remember, well, early on, I remember being kind of disappointed with... I was spoiled in a way where, like, since my birthday was beforehand, I feel like they doubled. I had like 2 days of celebration, so that was great.
My dad's birthday is on Christmas, so he got that his entire. The big guy always has to fucking double up on the gifts for Christmas because old Roger Dodger, he lets it be known that one gift isn't enough.
Jesus. Yeah, it's a tough thing, man. I think that's even harder being on Christmas, but I feel like Christmas is the day my dad tried to make up for not loving us enough and would just buy a whole bunch of shit. And I remember we were never allowed to sleep in our room because that's where Santa would visit, and he would always be just a little bit too loud. We had to sleep on the floor in my parents' room. And I remember he was just really loud putting the presents away. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Like, I knew from an early age and I didn't care. I was like, wait.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, did you or no?
No, my parents kept it up for quite a while.
So you're 22?
junior year in high school. No, I can't remember exactly when, but it was, I would say, compared to this day and age, I mean, I think the age is much younger that kids find out, but, It was definitely, I mean, it wasn't super young. It wasn't super old. It was probably somewhere in between, but it was like everything. And like, we were excited when we found out. It was like, we knew it all along. It's like, we're fucking lying to you.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, wait, do I get the same amount of presents? Like, yeah, of course. I'm like, all right, I'm cool with it. Who gives a shit? So
it's cool to make believe, but like, why is it such a bad thing to just know your parents love you and get you gifts?
Yeah.
It's
right.
Like, you think about it. I would want that credit, not the big guy, the real big guy.
So, no, Christmases were
in command.
They were good growing up. I have a really, really small family, and it was just, you know, a lot of wrestling figures, a lot of toys, and
Did you have all the old rubber WWF wrestling figures?
I feel like that was like a hint before. Like, I had a couple, but that was like a little bit before my time. I feel like the main one. The main figures I go back with are like the stationary, the small plastic ones where like the arms like go up and down. You know what I'm talking about?
I had Razor Ramon, Bret Hart, Doink the Clown, Lex Luger. Those were like the ones when I was like 11, 12, 13, I think.
Okay.
But I had all the rubber ones when I was a kid. I told him one of my goals is buying back my childhood house. Somebody's in it right now. But I buried all these action figures in the backyard.
No, really?
Yeah. And they poured one of these people, the neighborhood is the shits now.
Okay.
Somebody poured concrete all in the backyard because just a couple years ago, I told you when I was with Priscilla, we went and saw nobody was living in the house. And the back window was unlocked and I was able to walk through my childhood house. And it was surreal for me to go back and like,
yeah,
be, I had so many good memories in that house, but so they poured concrete. So my first objective when I buy this house back is I'm personally taking the goddamn jackhammer to the backyard and I'm going to fucking find these action figures and then turn around and sell them on eBay for a very hefty price.
All right. For one, I'd fly over there to do that with you. It's amazing. But why did you bury them in your yard? What was the reasoning?
I don't know. It was one of the, when you're a kid, you know, you just do weird things.
Yeah.
I used to bury I had a bunch of the race cars.
Bury your cats.
No, no, no. I'm a huge huge animal lover, Bunk, and I would more dogs than anything, but still I love all creatures. And I never buried anything living. It was all just, you know, possessions and toys. And I think I'd even dug things up at times. I would, like, just being a weird kid, I would, like, go back and dig them up and then, like, play with them again for a while. But, like, then bury them again. You just do weird shit, like, when you're...
I can't fucking explain. No, I understand. I used to sit in my backyard and I'd break rocks. And, like, I'd look at them because they'd be shiny in the middle. And I was a really lonely kid.
I used to love those... They used to do like little gift things at school where you could buy these toys randomly, and they'd have like book fairs, and I'd always buy books as a kid and I was always reading, but I used to love the big rubber bouncy balls that were just hard rubber, and you could just, like, if you threw them at somebody, you'd fucking hurt them.
Sure.
But I would throw them like against the wall, and like, I was like amazed that they would sell these things because I don't see them anymore. Maybe they exist, but like if you threw them at a car, like, and they hit a car window, like, they could break it fairly easily, I would think, considering the weight of these things and playing with them. But I used to love those things. But I have videos of my mom when we were a kid, me and my sister as kids, taking rocks into the street, just breaking them, like dirt rocks. And I was, I don't know if that's just a kid thing or what, but I was
Sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, it's not burying action figure. That's a new one. That one's awesome, but... Yeah, I think I don't.
I learned later in life what it was like to get buried yourself. So
it was foreshadowing burying the back.
We'll fucking show you, big guy. Those legends, some of those are watching from above, and they're like,
it
comes full circle. So, how about I tell you about what happened to me at it would have been a couple weeks ago from now. I was a girl that I've been talking to.
Okay.
And we usually like FaceTime, and she lives in Chicago, but she's moving to Vegas here.
I feel like a lot of people do listen and they want to hear about the big guy love life from the past stories. Man,
do I have another story for you too, but besides this? But I don't know. So we're texting back and forth, and I will sometimes, like, I will say like pretty off the wall things.
Okay.
And it always gets a response, and it gets laughs, and we weren't sexting or anything of that nature, but I had messaged something along the lines of calling this woman that I talked to, and she's probably the number one contender for the Big Guy Championship at this point in time.
All right.
We're talking in wrestling terms, as far as this Greek girl, 28 years old, beyond gorgeous. She just told me she can like deadlift like 300 and something pounds. And like, she doesn't even like does CrossFit and works out, and just a freak of nature. So instantly I'm just thinking, oh, this girl's breeding material, which I tell her on a regular basis. I tell her this on a regular basis. And it's funny, but I sent a message along the lines of calling her something like a queen goddess.
Okay.
And something about the big guy's empire. And it was really, it was a ridiculous message, but it fit in the context of what we were talking about at the time.
Okay. What'd she say?
But so I then get a message back from my mom saying, Ryan, this is Mom. I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings having chicken. This was before House of Hardcore, before Tommy Dreamer's show. And I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I already know, fuck, I sent my mom this message. Because my mom had messaged me in between me and her talking, and so I'm half paying attention as I'm eating my fucking chicken and chicken wings, and which I should know better not to try to do multiple things when I'm eating, because I'm worthless, because I'm so concentrated on the food. Because I love food. And so I, fuck me, no. I look at the messages. I sent a three-part message to her. One, pictures of Sophie, because we were talking about dogs, in which my mom was the one that sent me those pictures of Sophie before, and then something else, and then the message that was meant for this girl. And she goes, "Ryan, this is mom, LOL." And it was just like, oh, I go, "I knew that, LOL." And that was it. And then I cut off all communication after that.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. It brought up, I was like, I'm sure it's happened to everybody at some point in time of sending a message to somebody else that you did not want it to go to. But it was, you know, 35 years old, and I don't even really get embarrassed about things, but I was just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I voxered you instantly. I go, oh, I got more podcast material. You ever sent anybody a wrong message?
Nothing that comes to mind. I know I have. I know I 100% have, but nothing came to mind. I just thought about embarrassing moments with my parents. And I think we started talking about this, and then we're like, oh, shit, maybe we should talk about this. And it's Christmas time, but like there's been a couple embarrassing moments I had with my mom and dad. And I remember one time in particular, really young kid, had a nightmare, and I went to go into their room because I was scared. You know, I didn't know who to turn to. And I didn't knock on the door, and I pushed the door open, and my mom's already in bed and she's covered, but my dad is not covered, and he's slowly descending into bed, and they have that look in their eyes, and you can clear as day tell that they're like just finishing or like just about to start having sex.
Was your dad like in a hurry to get into bed? Like when he saw you come running in, like was he trying to hide, or was it like,
well, here, did you just have... As soon as I opened the door, they were like right about, it looked like they were literally like, I don't know if they were mid act, but they had like this eye contact going on. They were like smiling, cute. Like, I don't know what was going on. And I pushed the door open, and they both look at me and they scream, "Get out of here. Get out. Like, what are you doing? Get out." And I was petrified. I was like, what did I do? And I ran away and I was scared. And then they came out and they made up this story. They're like, "We thought you were a burglar and your dad was going to shoot you. So we're scared and we didn't want to." I'm like, okay.
Holy shit.
And I didn't put two and two together. It's like a year later. I'm like, oh, that's what they were doing. But I was in kindergarten, or maybe like 2 years later. But yeah. I remember that wasn't very nice.
Clearly, they hadn't had sex yet with that reaction. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck, or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And then like I could see your mom like, go talk to him. Or like, you know, like God damn it. I have a very similar story as a kid also. So Freddy Krueger used to give me nightmares all the time. I had the Freddy Krueger board game.
Wow.
Go figure.
I almost booked Freddy Krueger for a show.
Really?
I swear to God. I was having a Halloween show. Well, because sometimes I go outside the box. Like I've had Belding in. Mr. Belding is a good friend of mine. And like sometimes
a big fan of the business.
Yeah. And so we had a Halloween show. I'm like, could we book Freddy Krueger? And it was like Robert Englund, whatever. And he was, you know, I'm always nearby a lot of like the horror conventions and the things. I don't think you've done those yet. The chiller conventions. So we reached
out. Anybody out there wants to book the big guy for these chiller conventions, feel free. Book the big guy at yahoo.com.
And we have a couple open dates. Maybe we should talk about that next. Or one in particular that I pulled today.
Yeah.
But he wanted way too much money, and it didn't work out. So Robert Englund's, but we were in contact
What does Robert Englund demand for an appearance?
Okay, well, I'll say that he said that he normally gets like, I think like 15 per like a 4 hour signing. And I said, look, we weren't even thinking near that. We're thinking maybe five at the most for whatever. And then they said, no. I said, fine. And then, of course, I hate this. Agent mistake, whatever. Never reply back and go, like, well, what's the best, like, you guys can do? That I'm just like, no, we don't have anything more. And it didn't work out. So Robert Englund did not.
Oh, wait. They sent that to you? What's the best that you guys can do?
It was his wife. And that's what happens a lot, too. People start, like, having, like, their family members represent them or, like, people that they think will understand, and dude, it turns
their best friend.
But all I've been doing is making a living in this pirate wrestling world. But like, they'll get their brother or whatever and think they understand the wrestling business. Like, you fucking don't.
You were highly qualified for the job, by the way. So
yeah, so far so good, except for this one appearance.
I popped just for your father-in-law putting you over as my agent at the wedding reception. That popped me huge.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And it is, but it's a real thing. You've done fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's you made make my life a lot easier, because otherwise my time would have to be dealing with all these details and whatnot. And
can you imagine? You would have fucking killed. You would have killed them.
Because people too, I'm going to get a whole other crew of people that just want to talk to me maybe and not even care if they book me or not. Like, so it just makes, I look at it as well worth the expense. The typical 75% manager fee, I believe, is that's normal, right?
Well, it'll be 80 as of 2017.
Do you think Mr. Belding gets a lot of puss from the wrestling scene?
Not from
his run as Mr. Belding?
I can tell he loves women.
Back around to that.
He's booked heavily. He was a... Hey, because of him, he's the one that got my promotion on TMZ when he did the old Stone Cold Stunner. And then I was on it this year on Barstool Sports and a couple major websites because of him. He's when he gets involved, he's a good sport and he's a good dude. And when he comes to New York too, we'll occasionally hang out and he'll do because he gets booked as Mr. Belding to do bar appearances and weird things. People just pop for his act and they want to hear him laugh and do bullshit. And he makes a good living, man. He gets a hell of a payday.
Yeah. I was trying because again, I don't go out a lot to the clubs in Vegas or anything, but I've been out a time or two and I came in contact. Me and Ziggler went out with the porn convention.
Okay.
And
you're good friends with a couple of the porn stars, right?
Phoenix Marie, she lives here in Vegas. We've gone out to eat a couple times and just friends. I don't think we could ever. I think she's an awesome person, and it would be, you know. But I think having a relationship with somebody in that field is just.
Will she be there in a couple of days when I come there to Vegas for New Year's with the wife?
We honestly, if we're going out, she has all the connections. There's a good chance she goes out with us.
Okay.
She's going to be, you know, endorsing the big guy testosterone booster. She's signed up for that a long time ago. And
might have to bury the old wife in the backyard with the figures. I'm kidding, Lauren. I love you. I know you listen to this. She's asleep.
Lauren, things are said on this podcast for entertainment purposes. I apologize. And that was all in good fun. But we will go. We will go. Wink, wink. Go see the childhood house when we're here. as the Bucks are coming for a big New Year's bash and some podcast episodes, I'm gonna go all out for this when you come here. I am.
Oh, cool.
I'm looking forward. We're gonna do fucking limo service. I'll have some money to blow from that nice UK tour. And
I was thinking. Hopefully, don't even give me the agent fee. Just use your miles. Fly me and her out.
I was going to do that anyways.
Then never mind. Give me that fee.
No. We'll keep that. You know, I appreciate that. That hefty fee for this one. I was worried about that.
That was pretty tough. I'm like, fuck. Because I've never been to England, and this promoter, Stephen Flutter, I don't know if he listens to this. He runs, what is it?
A lot of the guys listen to this show, by the way. I can't tell you on all the independent shows that I do how many guys come up and tell me, we love the podcast. And I'm like, thank you, man. Like, it's weird to me that it's not weird, but it's like, it's cool to hear people tell you they listen to your podcast. I don't know why. It just.
And it's also weird when people I've had a lot of business talks, mostly because of stuff regarding you, and people won't let me know they listen to the podcast till about 20 minutes into the conversation. That I find I've had a couple of those where I'm like, you know, trying to explain they're like, oh, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, well, we're friends, but you know, I run a promotion and I do all his bookings for him. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes in the conversation, I'm like, yeah, I listen to the podcast all the time. I'm like, so why the fuck did I waste all this time talking about this shit?
I think part of this is too, and I think I should explain this, is because of the term fucking marks. I think people are like, they don't want to be, you know, labeled a fucking mark, and you're not. And I think, and I've explained this, but I think it warrants another explanation. I consider our fans and people that love wrestling, the good ones, is great fans.
Yeah.
Fucking marks is a term for negative people that, like I said, are that those negative wrestling fans that bitch and moan and whine and cry about everything, and every single wrestler gets a slew of them, as does anybody who's on TV in today's world of social media that feel the need to whine and complain and bitch and moan and all that. Those are the fucking marks. That's just the term that I dubbed for them. Not I didn't even dub it. Marks has been around forever, but that fucking marks is a negative term for negative people.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
But it's funny because the ones that really get it, they've asked many. I've had, not that I get it, I get a couple like runoff from the Twitter thing, and they'll be like, please call me a fucking Mark. Like they wear it as a badge of honor.
Oh, I've had people at my signings say, oh, I'm such a fucking Mark. And I pop huge every time. But it's, so I think this I wanted to tell you about because I didn't tell you this.
Oh, boy.
Because I was a little bit, as you know, we've talked about the big guy looking for love or just putting myself out there, and I'm dating a lot more, and I'm at a point in my life, I'm 35 now, and Scorpio, single, and looking for Mrs. Mrs. Ryback, and it has not gone, it's gone great as far as, like, I'm meeting a lot of people, but it's going to happen when you least expect it, probably, too, and whatnot, but I've gone on a lot of dates lately. Yeah.
Through what? Like through Tinder or just meeting them naturally or different, mixed?
Different online dating apps.
Okay.
We don't have like to plug in
Bumble.
Yeah, yeah. The
you know what Bumble is, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show off. Zigman told me about Bumble before. But it's
Grindr.
Yeah. That's Spider's personal favorite, but to each their own. But there's a lot of them out there. I'm thinking of signing up at a few of the classier ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because my big thing is I hate it when people are deceiving or they're not honest and upfront right off the bat. And as you know, like a lot of women, have you ever seen the gimmick with girls? And everybody knows what I'm talking about. The fucking angled shots from above.
Of course. They've been doing it since MySpace. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've learned my lesson early on in my life with that, with one example of that, which I'm not, we'll talk about that on here. But so there was one particular lady who, very attractive face, so, but she had the angled shots, and I normally wouldn't give this the time of day.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? Now in the back of my mind, a bad experience is a good fucking story on the fucking conversation with the big guy.
Yeah.
So I, fuck it. I'm going to put fucking 2 hours of my time, and I'm going to take this girl out to eat, and I'm going to meet her. And I don't know what technology she used to not come across as 350 pounds.
Come on.
She was legit. Had to be over three bills. Had to. There's no way. No way. And I don't know how old the photos were. And, you know, fuck me, Pat Buck. Fuck me. But I, you know what? I'll take one for the team. And I took this lovely lady out to eat. And there's nothing wrong with being overweight. Like, if I've talked about that in the book, too. Like, a lot of the happiest people I've ever met are overweight people.
Yeah. Right?
So like there's,
but just own it. Nothing. Yeah.
Just own it. And like I should have a right to know. Like, cause you clearly saw my abs and everything up before, whatever the fucking pictures I put on Instagram. But you know, I'm proud of myself. I'm natural. And I'm proud of myself because most people, a lot of people that fucking work out and all that take steroids and all that shit. And I've took them early in my career, in my twenties, early twenties. And you know, but I'm proud of myself now, so I'm going to fucking show it off. Anyways, this girl, Buck, I kid you not, I have not seen another female eat.
Yeah, what'd she
like,
order?
You think, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So you would think when you go out to eat, and again, nothing against anyone that's overweight or anything, but you would think going on a date, you maybe put your best foot forward or whatnot. The picture's already an issue because you're clearly not what you portrayed in the pictures.
Sure.
But so one, you know me firsthand. I hate, not that I hate, but a pet peeve, drinking your calories.
Yeah.
I've always said, like, if you have an option to get water or unsweet tea or diet soda, even though the aspartame or sucralose, I'm not going to fucking, to each their own.
That literally was in my head the rest of my life. Cause I didn't drink diet. I mean, side story, but like I didn't drink, I drank regular soda till I met you. And I think I was like 22, maybe when I met you, or 21.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't drink calories. I'm like, and that literally any time, like I never crave. Now I'm on the stevia things, thanks to you. But like, that's always in
a
my brain.
A lot of people, Zevia. I want to give a shout out to Zevia. They're the Zevia sodas flavored with stevia. You guys, and again, I don't get anything from them. Like, it's, they sent me a message just saying thank you for talking about us on the podcast. A lot of people are buying it that are listening or giving it a try, and they all love it. So they, I think they're sending me some more free sodas. So that's always a plus.
What the fuck? But,
I'm not being compensated, you know, monetarily, you know.
Using free it, sodas? God damn it.
I'm not going to complain about it, but thank you to Zevia out there. And Death Wish Coffee. They've sent me a bunch of coffee again.
Oh, really?
Recently, yeah. They were supposed to get back in contact with me. It's like the highest caffeine content of any coffee out there, but it legitimately tastes really good.
It's great.
They sent me like 8 bags of the K-Cups.
Fuck,
so
man.
So I was just like, oh, thank you. But so if you guys check out, Death Wish Coffee, legitimately it is the real deal. And you will get energy from it. So I
guarantee you, because this spot, when someone orders a regular soda, my brain immediately goes, I don't drink cat. Like it goes to you saying that. Yeah. So you're with your lovely linebacker, and what happens?
I think I was going to say offensive lineman. I think this is a good point to actually take a quick break. I'm going to go ahead and do a couple things. I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go get
right
a
back.
Tasty beverage.
And we're back. And that clap again was completely fucking off cue. Eddie, if you could put those claps in there for the people listening to hear how off our, it's not us, it's just the cameras.
No, it's us. Two white guys with no rhythm, just clapping it up.
I am terrified of us having a singles match in the ring now. We just have the shittiest in-ring chemistry.
I think, how many, we've had two or three,
no,
maybe
we've actually,
or a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
We've had quite a few early on in my career, and they were all fine on for my end, anyways. Because, but I don't know how you were, but
okay. So you're on the date with Jabba the Hutt, yeah. And
it's just unfortunate that, and I'm very sympathetic to this.
But
situation.
Is she like really? Is her face really that gorgeous? Like, is she a really pretty girl?
She had older photos up of when she was thinner. And
okay.
Even then, she probably was still heavier, but it wasn't noticeable through the pictures.
Were you thinking in your head, like, hey, you know what, though? She's that face of hers is just a pretty lady, or you're just like, this is bullshit.
So the face it was far past the whatever point in the pictures that I saw.
Okay.
It wasn't recognizable to that. It was still, you could tell it was her, but she'd put on the pounds for whatever. So, and like I said, anybody that drinks outside of like my greens, the Suha juice essentials that I talk about that I mix with the apple cider vinegar that I talked about on Snapchat, that's just really healthy for you. Outside of like something that, or like drinking some wine, or I'm talking about regular day to day, like I'll never drink a regular soda or anything like that has no nutritional value outside of like protein shakes and things like that. But like, so a guy like R-Truth, he doesn't drink aspartame or sucralose or any like artificial sweeteners, but he'll have a regular cola from time to time.
Which is fine if you look like him, yeah.
And like, he looks phenomenal and whatnot, but he doesn't drink 5 or 6 of them and whatnot, and he doesn't get refills. She, and stress the word refills, she starts off with no joke ordering a Coke, regular Coke, and spinach dip, and the spinach dip order, a full order of buffalo wings, and soup, a bowl of soup.
Fucking three appetizers. Jesus Christ.
Right off the bat.
No shame.
So now I'm just thinking, fuck, this is going to be an expensive fucking date.
Yeah. That spin dip, man.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a shitty place that we're at, so... It's a local place here in Vegas, like a bar and grill type, but it's fairly nice.
It's a real aggressive order too. Like, I don't give a shit.
Easily fucking over 2000 calories in that entire order with the thing. And, but again, teach their own. So throughout the course of this interaction and great conversation. Everything was fine on that end.
But now when she gets her food and she's like, do you want any? You're just like, no.
No.
I mean, you're a wing guy. Well, it depends what kind of wings
they
are.
I ordered my own order of wings for the appetizer.
Yeah.
And she polished off everything. And legitimately, when they came back to take our order, she got a full-size steak, whatever their biggest steak in vegetables and or whatever, the vegetable and the fucking mashed potatoes with it. And then a full pasta meal, too. I kid you not. And I've never felt like a bigger bitch because I got like a salmon and a salad with vegetables, and outside of that with my wings and my unsweet tea and water. And,
but what was it? What was the dialogue? Was she like, "Oh, that's what you eat"? Like, I'm just going to eat the exact opposite. Like,
no.
Even talk about it or no?
No, didn't talk about it at all. Like, I couldn't. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, like she was just that. She's in her own world. And plus she fucking lied on, like, it's already awkward when you, like, she clearly didn't give a fuck that
she knows the deal. Yeah.
Yeah. She got a free meal out of this and she took full fucking advantage of it. So we go through the whole thing and, you know, eventually we parted ways. And then I, you know, let her know afterwards that I didn't appreciate the not being current with everything, but left it on a positive note and she was cool with everything. But it's just like, God damn, guys, the girls with those angled photos, you got to get multiple body shots before if you never have met them in person.
You got to scroll left.
Yeah. Scroll Facebook. Left. And then you got to get the body pics current. Mm. But it was one of those situations that I just thought it would be great podcast material. And it was. I mean, it is what it is. But
no, it's great.
So the big guy still. I had another date with another lovely lady, beautiful. And she was, we've got some things in common and whatnot. And it was actually, this one was quite interesting. We had dinner and we had a bet going because I actually cracked her fingers during the meal. And there was one finger that would not crack. And she was like big on cracking her fingers. I kid you not, this happened. It was on my Snapchat. This was the date that people, I put Tinder date. We were allowed to write on the table in Crayons. They had like a sheet over it for like, and it was a nice place, but it,
where'd you take this girl? How old was she?
Chuck E. Cheese.
She's 11. This girl's great. She's letting me play with her fingers. Drawing in crayons. You might know, do her on a podcast. I don't know if you want to keep going.
No, it could not be any further. She was 20.
Her mom was outside.
Yeah.
20. Just 29. That's the good age.
You're clearly getting a little buzzed now. I can tell
yeah.
She goes, I kid you not. And it was a nice place. We were out late. We were there right till close. And she goes, I kept trying to get this finger to pop. And when it popped, she goes, she literally goes, Jesus. She goes, if you get this finger to pop, I will give you a blowjob in the bathroom. Because we were.
What? Yeah.
I talk, you know, out of my ass and have fun on these dates and whatnot. And so that's kind of the vibe going on for the whole thing. And she wasn't being serious, but I of course I can't stop playing with this finger now because in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm going to, but and I finally, our last 10 minutes there, I'm just like the finger and it popped. And I fucking literally got right up and went right to the bathroom. And I came right back. I just to see if she she didn't. So, but I didn't give her a chance to like, I wanted to see if she would get up if I went and so, you know, it was good, but we've still been talking because we might not have been talking if she did. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
so the dating life of the big guy continues.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, we come out there for New Year's at,
if not, we got Phoenix to come out, Phoenix Marie and, some of her friends.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. What were those dates you were talking about that I have open, by the way? I don't think.
Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me. So, you know, those that listen to this podcast know that, you know, I carny myself and I represent you and your bookings post WWE world. And they've all been relatively pretty problem free. Like, for the most
they've
part,
they've all gone smooth, I feel like.
There's maybe been one or two times where it's like, hey, what's this? And we fix it, or there's some sort of issue. Actually, the one first
guy,
one.
The first one that was short of grand.
Yeah.
And we had to, like, I was just like, come on. Like,
and I was like, fuck, this is your first appearance. Like,
but in all fairness, he took care of it, and it took a couple days or whatever, but he made it right. And
he's using you on a lot more dates coming up. So, send the goddamn deposits. So anyway, this one promotion reaches out, and I won't say who they are. I won't even mention the guy's name, but I will say it's in Scotland. Well, people,
I think that's fair.
That's fair. So he reaches out and he's like, hey, we're interested. I give the price points, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, some people are not keen on deposits. I'm like, well, you have to deposit before you start advertising, because you have to prove that you're legitimate. And it's just a thing. It's a thing you do. I sent a deposit today. I'm having,
I think that's a good way to explain to people listening. That's kind of a way, because so these, you know, for me, I don't have WWE booking me every week now.
Yeah.
You are in charge of my booking, and like, there's no contract in place with the majority outside of there. I think there is one place that does have a contract, or a couple, which they run, you know, professional business, you know, that it come off very professional, but for the most part, a lot of them don't have contracts and whatnot. And so to put aside our time and to look at having money coming in on a certain date, you know, you send a deposit as a good faith honor.
Right.
Type of thing.
And it's a thing to like, because it's one thing to like, oh, we need to, and some performers can't ask for that, you know, like that, it's too much to ask for. But for the most part, like I treat it this way. If you have some exposure, you can command a decent price tag. You either ask for a deposit or proof of flight. I go for the deposit route. I think that's more important. Yeah. It's also, you know, so
I agree.
But a lot of guys, if they don't warrant that certain payday, proof of flight, that's fine too. Hey, book my flight, and then you can start advertising me, because that means at least you're committed to paying that amount of money, and you're not just one of those shitbag promoters that relies on the gate.
Yeah.
So this guy pays the deposit kind of reluctantly too, like, oh, look, just fucking send the deposit. Like, sends it. And some of them, like, they're like, well, what do you... I'm like, look, 50% would be great. But some don't. 30%, 20%, whatever. And he finally does. And then he sends you... He wants you to do a promo, which is cool. You're fine with doing that.
Yeah. Remember, you have all the communication with these guys, and you kind of just relay to me of, like, what I need to get done and whatnot. But this one in particular was very interesting right from the start.
So... And for a while, I thought they were hilarious, and we put them up on WrestlePro, and fans love them, where you're doing the cardboard cutout promos and just having your phone at the cardboard cutout. Because let's face it, it's not exactly the coolest thing in the world to go, look at me on my camera phone and do this thing. You know, that's fine and dandy, but you're like, let me be creative with it. And you cut a camera phone promo, which I thought was a fine, but... He had an issue with it, which is, that still
the,
was no
the
big
cardboard
deal.
Cardboard cutout, just to try to be different, because everybody does the same thing on for the, these independent promos, and God forbid you do something a little different and whatnot. But yeah,
and they actually put that promo over. He was like, "Oh, that's you know," but you missed these points, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I didn't notice that before he asked for a promo, he wrote you an entire script.
Yeah.
To say this promo,
I forgot you sent me that, and I remember saying, "I go, what the fuck." Like, dude, why is all this in, like, word for word, like
word for word,
worse than anything Vince is at, like, just like Jesus,
dude. And he wanted you to be in full gear in the right lighting with the camera a certain way, which horizontal, I get that. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
But like in gear, like to a point
I'll purposely,
where like,
by the way, do it the other way. And when I used to do videos, I will purposely do it that way just to get people to bitch and whine. Just because it's so, until I will sit here and laugh that somebody gets that upset over it, but go ahead.
So I was like, all right, you know what? This is too much. I'm like, the promo thing. And he kept bugging to get, he wanted to talk to you on the phone about it so badly. He's like, I need to talk to him. I go, about what? He's like, it's about the promo, about this, about that. And I'm like,
sounds like a fucking mark.
Yeah. Well, so like, I'm like, look, man, I'm like, that's not going to happen. I'm like, what information do you, I'm like, whatever you want me to relay, I'll relay to him. Finally gets me on the horn and he tells me about all this, whatever. Like, I hear this a lot from guys. We have this happening and this and that and this and that. I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever.
A lot of false,
like,
promises on the independents as far as,
and they're all going to be false
potential. Yeah.
they're all false promises unless you can actually offer, hey, for this, I'm willing to give you this right now. Unless there's an offer, it's a false promise. And so I'm like, okay, cool. That sounds great. Whatever. I'm trying to think what else happened after that. So, oh, mind you,
he sent emails when RevPro too. He wanted stuff. He's been very, I remember you telling me he's just been sending a lot of emails for outside of, because usually you book an appearance for a wrestling match and a signing, and like occasionally they'll communicate, can you do one thing to promote it? Or like, and I'll put up the pictures for all of them. I try to.
And
do
you've
it
been
on.
Great. You've been tweeting, yeah, Instagramming. Yeah. Like I said, Hardy.
I'll retweet things and. Yeah.
You, Hardys, and Cody, I wish every person did that shit. So anyway, like, but he kept being, not only that, like, after the camera phone, after the first promo with the thing and he wanted a new one, I'm talking every 6 hours he was writing an email. Like,
yeah,
you know, where's the promo? Can I have it? Look, like, literally, like, to a point where it's like, dude, chill the fuck out. Like, we will get
this to
you.
Show's not till the end of January, by the way. And this was early. This was still, like, months
October?
Away at the time. Yeah.
I think it was, like, September, October.
I remember you telling me. And I remember going, like, oh, we got quite a ways for this. And I understand wanting to get content. But I was like, I'm dealing fucking, at the time, the book and the supplement stuff. I got two other major things going on outside of everyday life. I have everything else I got going on. And I remember, like, the gear thing blew me away. I was like, I told you, I'm not putting on my wrestling gear for something like outside unless I'm in my wrestling gear for a show. Like, it's
yeah,
it's not WWE, and like, it's not happening.
But even coming from, hold on, let me drink this beer. Coming from a promoter perspective, right now we're in December. I'm finalizing my March stuff into April, but like, it's kind of not close, like 2-3 months, but like there was a huge amount of time. It's like, all right, just calm down, dude. And he just couldn't calm down. So you did the promo.
Yeah.
The promo was fine. He liked it. We don't hear for a while. Everything's
we
right.
Finally gave him exactly what he wanted and what he, and that was it. Right.
Yeah. Now, mind you too, he also wanted to speak to me on the phone about all these future ideas, and he has a TV deal and this and that, and this, the other, and he also mentioned, I'm like, well, who's his opponent that night? And he's like, well, it's John Morrison.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool.
I just saw John a couple of weeks ago. I love John.
So talk about that. We talk about one match. And then I don't hear anything for a long time. And then he knows you're going to England. By the time this airs, you're already back from England. So hopefully that worked well. And he's like, hey, while he's in England, can I send a camera crew? I just need a couple hours of his time. Like,
yeah.
Dude, you got a promo. Like, this is one appearance. You sent a small deposit. You're fucking being the word I told him. I said he's being, oh my God, it begins with a, what the fuck did I tell him?
Carney?
No, it wasn't Carney. I'm like, you're just being, begins with a P, but I can't think of it. He's just like,
pussy?
No, fuck. I was like, dude, like, you're being too, I don't know. I can't think of the word. I'm like, you're just too much. Like, this is just too much. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. And I tell him, no, we can't do that. We can't. I'm like, the reason why is because someone else is bringing you over on their own dime.
Yeah.
A lot of promotions are. I'm not going to have you film for 3 hours for a promo, for whatever they want to fucking film.
Yeah.
While other people are paying for it. Like, that's not good business. And he's like, well, are you saying no or is he saying no? I'm like, yeah, we're both saying no because I guarantee he'll say no. Or
yeah,
is,
I'll tell him. I would have told him no in a probably not quite a nice of a way.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and he's like, he was trying to like dangle a carrot. Like, we have a big TV deal. I'm going to book him 30 times next year. He's going to make this amount of money. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? I'm like, with all due respect, man, I talk to 50 promoters a week. Like, you walked away from this. I mean, we've talked about... it's not like he was trying to dangle a carrot.
Yeah, this isn't money. The wrestling I'm doing because I love wrestling right now, and I'm trying to just keep myself in shape, and I enjoy the physicality and going out there and fake fighting for people that believe it's real. Like, I enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, we love it. So, both bunch of marks. So we, after that, talk a little bit more, and he's like, you know, I basically said, that's not happening. You're not filming. This isn't, we can't do this. We can't make this work. Yeah. And I said, by the way, what is he doing on your show? And he goes,
it was already communicated because you have to run everything by me, by the way, until I approve it finally.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and you get it finalized. And I was told for this particular deal that I was wrestling John Morrison, and that was that. And it was a match and a signing, right? or yeah. a match, whatever, and for whatever the rate. And okay, cool, do it. I like John. Yeah. And that's, so go ahead.
And so that's the appearance. That's what you're getting paid for to do. Meet all these people for a couple hours. Promoter retains. You have a match. Done. He goes, well, he's in a tournament. And I go, wait a minute. He's in a tournament. And I go, what do you have him doing? He goes, well, he's in a tournament. He's going to go to the finals. I go, whoa. I go, so more than one match in a night? He goes, yeah, he's going to be in three.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I was like, that's not happening.
If that's communicated from the start, that's one thing. And then I could make a decision like, well, no, because I got this other thing over here that I could do that, you know what? I'd rather do one match that night. Like, so, yeah.
But if it's also, if you're working three times, and independent promoters will do this a lot too, like, that needs to go into your compensation. Like, that's not fair. You're not going to do, and he goes, he'll be in the ring for less than 40 minutes or something like that. Like, I forget what it was, but it's like, no, that's not happening. Like, this isn't working out. Yeah. And just kept going and going. And like, he kept like trying to dangle a carrot and try to, a lot of these guys too. And I'm like, they don't know who I am, or they don't have the respect to even learn. So they're like, they want to get you on the phone, because on the phone, they'll just lie to you and then be like, you know, but none of it's working out. So I was like, look, man, I was like, I'm going to tell him this, but I'm going to cancel this appearance because I'll find something better for this date. And he didn't believe it. I'm like, no, really, we're going to send you back the money. And like, this didn't work out. This isn't working out. You're not listening to me. And he kept going on. We can work this out. We can do this. I go, okay, we can work this out. He has three matches, pay triple the rate, or give me something that wasn't happening. Fine. Deposit refunded. New date for January 28th, which schedule's filling up at bookthebigguyyahoo.com. You're booked through April, but if people want to check in, there's more than happy to talk business with people.
Yeah, we have you said like we're pretty much filled up through April, you said, right? And there's a few available.
There's a few like here and there. I think the entire month of March and April might be filled. January, it's like, you know, two here.
Two of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, February, you're in with you're back in WrestlePro to wrestle Brian Cage.
I retweeted something tonight from that. I saw that there seems to be some interest in that one with that match.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fans.
Are you going to be now, and again, I'm big on the drug testing. Are you going to be performing drug testing? He is a 5% athlete, and they are well known to not be to fall under the natural status. Granted, I don't need that shit. I never did. I never will. From that,
if you want to cut a promo that night and demand him to be drug tested, that's completely fine with me.
I definitely would love to, because I take great pride in being the fucking big guy and doing it the correct way through Feed Me More Nutrition, available everywhere, very very soon. So. Hopefully by the time this airs, I am in stores. Like I told you, working on the distribution deal with two different companies right now, worldwide distribution, I am beyond thankful for, to be available online in different online stores and in brick and mortar stores across the country and worldwide, which I can't tell you how huge that is for me and how thankful I am to have that opportunity. And I'm going to be touring the country here for Feed Me More Nutrition. I'll be at all the expos. I think we have... There's 4 to 6 expos that we're going to be hitting up next year. I believe the Arnold and the Olympia are two of them. Like I live in Las Vegas, and then, but we're going to be doing the whole, so me and JD with Iron Attitude, who does all the weight belts and everything for me. He has been very, very helpful in this entire process, and he's very knowledgeable, and I can't put him over enough. And he's going to be going out with me, and we're getting the ring with the yellow ropes, and it's not going to be a full ring, but we're going to have like a ring type deal set up at these expos with the Feed Me More girls. And hopefully I'll have Phoenix and her crew as the Feed Me More girls. And I'll be picking select wrestlers to show up, to be a part of it, who I'll be promoting and obviously paying to come out and guys that use the products and whatnot. So, and you'll be seeing me in the muscle magazines, and this is the real deal, and I couldn't be any prouder. So I'm very excited. But yeah, Brian Cage, he's a 5% athlete, and that's my competition now. So the big guy has to fucking eat him alive. But yeah, I think that feels good.
Yeah. StarlandBallroom.com if you want to see Ryback versus Brian Cage, or WrestlePROOnline.com. I'm excited for this because if I sell this venue out,
Yeah.
They're actually cut
you off.
Okay.
Brian Cage, this does piss me off. This is going to go even more personal now. That motherfucker, the Terminator clap that he has the fucking people do. That okay. was my Terminator clap at FCW. That the guy
he does that
for
too.
Me. He has the people fucking the whatever.
The dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Kenny Bray Omega Wyatt. Does that too.
Yeah, that was the fucking big guys at FCW that they used to do. That the other wrestlers used to do for me because I'm a goddamn fucking Sin City cyborg machine. So if he wants to fucking to do that now, that's fine. But deep down, he knows who the real machine is.
That's right, because you guys knew each other well in FCW, right?
I
totally forgot about that.
Much bigger than him back then.
Fucking big guy heat, man.
Big guy heat. This is the battle of the big guy heat, not the battle of the big boys.
My God. That had me dying when you sent that.
Battle of the big boys.
So, you're booked for a promotion called, I think, Destiny Pro, and it occurs out of Santino Morella's Battle Arts Academy, where he has a nice, he has like the setup of all setups, like the guy's doing so well for himself. And I think he landed an ESPN job, something major he's just a man. So,
absolutely, I agree.
So you're supposed to wrestle Moose, who's a great dude. I actually just booked Moose today, actually, for a WrestlePro show. Okay. And, but the moniker had both you guys flexing on it, and it said Battle of the Big Boys. You're like, could they think of a worse name?
I was pissed off too that they picked like a pic. They smoothed out my picture because I've seen that photo, the real photo, and it I'm much more vascular. They smoothed out that fucking photo, and I was like, motherfuckers. And then Battle of the Big Boys on top of it. I was just like, I don't know if they were afraid to use Battle of the Big Guys because I am the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my deal, and I own it. But like, I don't know. And Battle of the Big Boys just feels so wrong.
Yeah,
like, I just don't. I messaged you. I was like, oh man, that really fucking. I mean, it's up to them whatever they want to bill it as. But it's like, come on, guys.
That's
Battle
awesome.
Of the Beast. Battle of the. Any Battle big of men. Big
was men, the like. Was WCW where the big boys play? Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Is that their mind?
Yeah,
this one was way more homoerotic.
That was the entire roster was at least boys. This is just two boys battling it out to be the ultimate boy, and I thought I've graduated past that being the big guy, but I clearly haven't. So taking a step down to go wrestle Moose to be a boy. So can't wait.
So that's upcoming. That's going to be in the month of that's in January as well. We're an hour and 2 minutes in. Yeah.
Pete is furious right now that we've just.
but Mark for Life is pretty happy right now. Who
Mark
might
for
be
Life
the...
is. I need to get him on this podcast eventually. He's been foaming at the mouth, literally, to get on. So.
Well, he's had a busy month. I've understood that Mark for Life is has been protesting quite a bit because the election. He was not happy, and.
On top of attending a lot of the different indie shows, he's also he tries to hit up many different protests across the country, not just locally, across mm-hmm. the country. So he's
on his
very,
mom's
very
credit active. Card. Yeah, yeah.
He slipped on a rogue can of grape juice early on in his life and got quite the hefty settlement, and he's been living large, so to speak. So Mark for Life is he's set. He's so he does whatever the fuck he wants whenever the fuck he wants, but. I think we're good for this episode, and until next time, you've just listened to another episode of Conversation with the Big Guy. Thank you.
The period of civil war has ended. It's definitely an improvement and totally not a lateral move. Join Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew as they explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Listen to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast. That's ZYXX, launching September 6th.